something just came by. I can't even pronounce it, but 374 ending. Thank you, love. Hey, guys. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you. What y'all know about that? Average white band. It's only for the grown and sexy, though. You know how it goes. Hello, hello. Thank you, King Umberto. Hey, guys. Thank you, Delfino. I need to put on my glasses, don't I? Don't make me put on my glasses, but thank you for the love. Hey, guys. A love of your own. Okay, hey, everybody. I'm sending you love right back, guys. It's time to celebrate. It's my first live in my brand new place, my brand new condo, so. Hola. Hey, thank you, baby. Puro amor. Thank you. I got a letter, guys. But it's not my letter, okay? It's a mess I found floating around there, out there on the internet. So I said, ooh. Diva gonna spin her take on it. Hey, everybody. Hola. What y'all know about that? That's that grown and sexy music. How y'all doing? How you feeling? You doing okay? Has anybody checked on y'all today? Because if they haven't, Diva's asking, how are you? Are you okay? Need anything? Okay? Prayer, a hug, some positivity, some encouragement. If nobody asks you how you was doing today, I'm asking, how are you? Okay? With that being said, guys, oh my goodness. A love of your own. It kind of goes in hand with what we're going to talk about tonight because it is some mess going on out there that I don't approve of, but it ain't my story. It ain't my business. Welcome to Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela Potarell, coming to you live from Ballantyne. Okay, if you riding through Ballantyne right now and you on your phone at the traffic light, get off that phone, but honk your horn. Maybe I can hear you, maybe I can't, but anyway, I'm so excited, guys. Yes. But we have a letter. Oh, thank you. Oh, I can't see. Jesus, get whoever just sent something. Thank you. Okay. Guys, it's a mess going on out there in these streets, and I wanted you to be the first to know. I needed you to be the first to hear it from me. If you heard it from anybody else, don't even listen to it. It's gonna come from me tonight, okay? So again, welcome to Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela Potarell. I am the diva of the brand, the card game set, the Roku channel, the Amazon channel, the satellite channels, and all that jazz, Apple TV channel, all of that, okay? But anyway, so there's something going on that we need to talk about. And it's just so outrageous. However, as a real woman, as a real person made of flesh and blood, that, and a person that does not pretend to walk around in the spirit 24/7, it is worthy of a conversation. So Atlantic Star is going to, I'm going to let them chill. But you want to buckle up for this one because you know if I'm bringing you the tea, I'm bringing you the heat, and it is worthy of you listening. So let's get started. Once again, welcome to Talk That Talk of Diva Speaks Relationships. If you missed the introduction, it'll be on replay, but let's get into it, girl. Oh my goodness, it's juicy. Okay, so you've heard of this particular segment before. You are not new to it, but I'm going to bring it to you and put my spin on it. Am I the asshole? Thank you, Diamante Negro. Am I the asshole? But check this out. Am I the asshole for sleeping with my best friend's husband after she cheated with mine? Did you hear this? You heard it right. Am I the asshole for sleeping with my best friend's husband after she cheated with mine? Okay. Y'all ready for this? I have been her best friend for almost 35 years. Oh, that's a long time. Once again, I have been her best friend for almost 35 years, and she was basically my sister. I told y'all about that. She slept with my husband about 2 years ago, and I found them in my bed one day. Thank you for all the love. I see it coming across the screen. It ended my marriage, and I was brokenhearted. Me, her, and our husbands were very close friends. Now we are nothing. Her husband chose to stay with her. However, basically, he would be bankrupt in case of a divorce. We heard of it before, right? That ain't so far-fetched. He and I started talking about what happened to us after we found out. We became closer as friends. Ooh. He was the only one who truly understood what I was going through. Okay, that's reasonable. One thing led to another, and we ended up in bed. He said he loved me. I think I love him too. We meet a few times a week now. We decided this is as far as we're going to take our relationship. I have two small children and no time to start dating, and I miss intimacy. And he is good to me. Oh, he good to her, y'all. And he wants nothing in return. Besides, we are in this mess because of what our spouses did to us. So the question is, am I the asshole for sleeping with my best friend's husband after she cheated with my... Ooh! Y'all don't know me personally, but let me tell you something. I was sitting on reserve the other day at the airport, and there was another flight attendant in there. You know, we have the airport reserve thing. And I had to confess. You know, confession is good for the soul, okay? It is, okay? Once you get out of the night... I said, one thing I have come to learn about myself, the older I get, there is nothing like some good old-fashioned drama. As long as I'm not in it, it ain't got nothing to do with my family. You ain't got my name in it, baby. I will take the drama. This is drama. So the question was, am I the asshole for sleeping with my best friend's husband after she cheated with mine? My short answer would be, yes, you are completely an asshole. However, the woman in me, the flesh and blood, the part of me that understands where you're coming from is going to say, I completely get it. But two wrongs don't make a right. Never has, never will. This woman you called your best friend, and this is for anyone who may be in a similar situation like our good old sis who has lost her way. Any woman that you have been in a friendship with for 35 years to the point of calling her your sister, and you have forged a friendship with, you know, her husband and your husband and her husband are friends, and the four of you are thicker than thieves, and she's invited to your home, you know, vice versa. I mean, that's a pretty close-knit relationship, right? She betrayed you in the worst way. She took for granted your friendship. She crossed boundaries, and they got sloppy with it. Here's how I know they got sloppy with it, because you said, she said, she found them in her bed. That implies to me that they have been in plain sight with their affair for a very long time, and they thought that you and her husband were just plain stupid. They did. They thought you were stupid, because no one just ends up in your bed, okay, when they're having an affair. This escalated. They've been doing a lot of shady shit right there in front of you, and because you were so trusting, she was your sister, you probably ignored a lot of the red flags. A lot of boundaries were crossed in the process, and you overlooked it because this was your sister. And surely someone that close to you would never do anything of that magnitude. But yet here we are today. Your marriage was in shambles, and now you are divorced, forced to raise two children alone, while this heifer got to keep her man. She got to keep her man. But it, you know what? It seems like that sometimes in life, don't it? I see the love coming through, and I'm loving you right back, okay? I'm sending love right back. Can you feel it? Okay? Love hangover. But, you know, guys, I try to stay away from this sisterhood stuff. I do. I stay away because this modern sugar honey iced tea ain't it's gonna get a lot of people hurt and a lot of people put in jail and a lot of people on different episodes of Snap. This modern sisterhood, I can't rock with it. And back in the day, I can't rock with that either, because I'm gonna just tell y'all something that I don't even care who knows. My grandmother's best friend had a baby by her husband, okay? My grandmother's best friend, former best friend, had a baby with my grandfather. So this all up in your house and all around your man, and we couples and we gonna do couples things together. I've never really rocked with that. I've never really bought into that. I've never let my guard down because we supposed to be doing this couples things and we're safe in the circle. No ma'am, no sir, no way. But anyway, back to the letter, I digress. If you're just now tuning in, we got a good sister that wrote in that had been friends with this woman for 35 years. 35 years she's been friends with this woman, and she called this woman her sister. These two sisters got two husbands, and the four of them, I'm just paraphrasing, were thicker than thieves. They hung out together. They did things together. And unbeknownst to the two other spouses, our good sister's husband and her best friend started messing around and having an affair, until one day she came home and she caught these two no good pieces of shit in her bed doing the do. So, after all of that has unfolded, the trifling former best friend gets to keep her husband, and our good sister's husband divorced her. He done went on with his life. Meanwhile, our good sister says one good turn deserves another. And what has she done? She has started an affair with her former best friend's husband. That's what she did. That's what's happening. Now you all caught up. She wants to know if she's the asshole for sleeping with her former best friend's husband. I'm saying the short answer is yes, yes, you're totally an asshole, you know. However, I get it. And I think a lot of women, if they was to be honest with themselves, they probably not gonna do, I'm not gonna do what you're doing, but I get it. I get it. Even exchange ain't thievery, baby. But I'm gonna tell you something. Now you are guilty of the same offense that the two of them, okay, did to you. You're guilty. So if you're a faith believer, you're taking a faith walk, which I highly doubt you are. But if you ever journey down that path, you're going to have to reap the same thing that they're reaping, because you're guilty of the same thing. I don't care who started it. You did the same. You're doing the same thing. There's a portion of the letter that states, I have two small children and no time to start dating, and I miss intimacy. That's a problem. Because you're so wrapped up into this affair and your act of revenge against this woman who you used to call your sister, who you was in a friendship with for 35 years, you're so caught up in this affair with her husband that now you don't have time to date. Do you understand that you are going to be stuck in that particular season of your life forever? And the only way that you're going to get unstuck is when he's done pound-towning you, okay? Once he get through, because he's still angry with her. He is operating in the spirit of unforgiveness, okay? He's operating of the one good turn deserves another. She screwed your husband. Now her husband is screwing you, and you're saying that he doesn't want anything from you. That's a lie, and you're in denial. He doesn't want anything from you. You're participating in his act of revenge. He hasn't healed and you haven't either. And anybody that may be in a similar situation, you're not healed. You're still angry. You're operating in the spirit of unforgiveness. And this will not turn out well for you, especially if you cannot find time to move past it and go on with your life and date other people. Okay? You can't find time to date. I don't see why the hell not. I'm telling you, her man is going to dump you. Her man is going to dump you, and you're going to feel used and abused. And then when he does that, then you're going to have all of these feelings, okay? All of these feelings are going to resurface from the original betrayal. And then it's going to knock you upside the head and you're not going to know how to handle it. You're going to feel some type of way. Because trust me when I tell you, this man does not love you in the way that you need to be loved right now. You're not handling this well at all. And this, I think I love him. Really? You're in lust. You're in love with the fact that you're sticking it to her in the way that she was sticking it to you. You're enjoying the pleasure of this affair and busting it wide open for her husband like she was doing for yours. You're angry that she got to keep her husband and yours ended in divorce. And you and her husband were the innocent victims at the time. This will not end well for you, my sister. It will not end well. I don't care if you are a believer. Or if you subscribe to this karma thing, it's going to visit your address. And when it does, it will not be pretty. You're going to have to sit with it. You're going to have to eat it. And it will not go down well for you. Because you knew better. Now, you said that you're in this mess because what the spouses did to you. What they did was horrible. What they did was the ultimate act of betrayal. But it does not give you a free pass to go and repeat what they've done. You're no better. You're in the same boat. So either you're going to choose to forgive and move past it, calibrate to a higher self, or you're going to stay stuck in this, what they call now, this new age low vibrational state of being. But this will not end well for you. You were a victim before. Now you're just a woman scorned, seeking revenge that has no end game. You have no direction. You have no remorse for what you're doing. There was a better way to handle this. You're not choosing the better way. You're choosing this way. So I hope that you are prepared for what comes with this. Was this woman right to do what she did to you? No, she's a low-down piece of shit, if you ask me. You see, can I be honest with you guys? Can we talk for just a second? I did this show on my actual podcast. I did it day before yesterday. And I'm going to say to you what I talked about in my podcast. Okay? Is that okay with you? I told you, I'm loosening up a little bit, just a little bit.